This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's no reason to rehash all the things that happened when Aaron Rodgers was a Jet. But there's things about what he said, if you're to believe everything he said, that would give you some concern about the new regime sort of getting their feet wet as a first-time GM and a first-time head coach. So he wants to get into it. He wants to talk about it in this interview as I was listening, driving in. And he said that he thought he was going to fly across country and it was going to be hours of talking. And even if they were going to move on from him, he figured they would pick his brain and it would just be one of these real productive things. And it turned out that he sits in there, and as he's talking with Aaron Glenn in the middle of the conversation, as Aaron Rodgers tells it, Aaron Glenn gets up and darts out of the room. And he's like, well, that's really weird. We're in the middle of a conversation. So then he brings in Darren Mooji at that point. So he goes out of the room, he brings in Mooji. So then they're all three of them are sitting there, and they're talking. And then apparently, according to Aaron Rodgers, Mooji's talking, and then Aaron Glenn scoots up to the end of his seat and goes, so you want to play football? And then Aaron Rodgers says, well, I mean, I'm trying to figure that out. You know, I don't know. And then he goes, well, we're going to go in a different direction. And then at that point, Aaron Rodgers is like, well, I flew across country on my own dime here for this to happen. And you're just like kind of acting in this way. And then, you know, he also said something along the lines of, he goes, you know, how do you want this to go down? Like, how do you want the release and the messaging? And Aaron Rodgers is like, I don't care about the messaging. And he goes, well, what I don't want to happen is have you stand in the back of the room and then I tell the team, you know, we're moving on from you, and then all the teammates are looking back at you and rolling their eyes. And Aaron Rodgers goes, well, you think I'm just going to stand back there and undermine you as the head? Like, you don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
And then Aaron Glenn goes, well, you don't know me. And then Aaron Rodgers says, exactly. That's why I flew out here to talk to you. And now you're just assuming things about me, and this is weird. So it ended up being like a 15-minute meeting. He hung around the facility for a little bit. He saw some of the training staff, and then he left. And that was that. But probably the most alarming thing that he said was a throwaway line that I don't know if many people, because that was big news there, might have picked up on. He goes, I feel like the coach, meaning Aaron Glenn, went a little rogue in this meeting, because I had since had conversations with the general manager
and Christopher Johnson.
So that to me is like, are you guys serious? You weren't on the same page there to the point where Aaron Glenn is now going rogue in this meeting, to the point where now Mooji's reaching out after the fact going, hey man, I'm sorry. Now, I don't know if Mooji is lying to Aaron Rodgers and doing a good cop, bad cop thing. But Christopher Johnson, clearly he hates Woody, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, some of the things he was saying, never mentioned his name, because I shouldn't be surprised with some of the stuff that I saw there in the 2 years and all these things with Woody. But Christopher Johnson's a really, really nice guy, so he's always going to have a good relationship with the players. But, like, I don't always believe everything Aaron Rodgers says, and sometimes he could be a bit insufferable, but I believe everything he said yesterday, and I could not believe that they would handle it like that.
Well, so first off, I don't know that had I not seen Aaron Glenn with the media on the handful of occasions that we have since he's gotten this job, I don't know that I would have believed this. I would have thought that this was some Aaron Rodgers bull crap and maybe, you know, highlighting or going a little too far and exaggerating a bit. But having seen the way Aaron Glenn dealt with Rich Samini and the Jet reporters and shutting down the quarterback talk, and it's my way or the highway type of attitude, which, by the way, if you win is fine. But boy, oh boy, if you don't win, the fans are going to get sick of that attitude very quickly.
Well, the players, too.
The players, too. So this is how I look at everything. We have sat there, and I'd be the first one who sat there and killed Aaron Rodgers for the distractions he caused when he talked about not being having a team full of distractions, but I really feel like he was a big part of that. Okay, fine. We'll put that to the side. When I look at this in particular, and I watched it, and I saw the body. By the way, clean shaven. He looks like he's 10 years younger.
Yeah, and really happy out there in Malibu looking at the Dolphins. Yeah,
but everything he described, having seen Glenn with the media and the attitude he has, it made sense. I could actually envision the entire thing exactly the way Aaron Rodgers laid it out for us. And I don't think he was exaggerating at all. That sounds like the personality of Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, he needs to chill out a little bit. He's coming in here with too much of a chip on his shoulder and too much of the no. Like, I like the attitude of things have to change around here, and I have to have a stern personality and be the man. And those are the things we were asking for in a head coach, but someone with just experience. Like, you know, you have to have the alpha, you have to have that guy. But he's taking it too far. He's fighting with everybody. He's going into this thing assuming things about everybody, which I really don't like. You know, it's almost as if he was given this briefing by Woody Johnson or someone else in the organization, like, watch out for this guy. This guy's a jerk. This here is, as opposed to coming in and forming his own opinions on the situation.
Maybe.
And he's just coming in and just fighting everybody.
Yeah.
And maybe. I'm envisioning this now, like a year from now, him saying, you know, I came in here with a little bit too much of a chip on my shoulder, and I learned in the first year that, you know, maybe that wasn't the right thing to do, and I need to chill out. And then, by the way, he also, Aaron Rodgers, talked glowingly about Brian Daboll.
Yeah, he did.
How much he loved Brian Daboll.
A beautiful football mind.
A beautiful football mind, exactly.
Yeah.
Really loves the guy, and he was awesome, and he really loved those conversations and all of that stuff. So, I mean, it's telling to me, and these are the things that I was worried about when you're hiring all these first-time guys again with the Jets, is just, like, how are they going to figure all this out on the fly?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi. The other thing you pointed out, which also goes to Roger's credit on his way out the door, was the reaction from the current players on the roster. Now, they brought in Justin Fields. That's fine. They're not going with a rookie who's done nothing. I mean, he was 4-2 last year. He was drafted very highly out of Ohio State, so it's not like they brought in a nobody. So I want to be clear about that. But, you know, when they let him go, you saw the tweets, and some were taken down. But I forget who it was, but there were a couple like, here we go, rebuilding again. Like, it seems to me that the players inside that, there's been a narrative by some that Aaron Rodgers is a team killer and he's an arrogant, selfish SOB. But then when you hear and talk to the players, it doesn't sound like that at all. It seems like there are two different narratives and stories, and you don't know which one's real. But I will tell you, the more I see of him and the more I have read and seen from his former teammates, the document, all this different stuff, I sometimes think, you know, maybe it's the Jets. Maybe it's been the Jets. The injury sucked. There's nothing we can do about year one. I can't. No, if I go back, I was actually thinking of this driving in because I saw the headlines before I watched the McAfee thing this morning. I was trying to think back to 2 years ago when the Rodgers to the Jets thing was a thing. And then when Rodgers to the Jets thing became a thing and became official, and the way he was received at Madison Square Garden and anywhere he went, and the idea that the Jets had a guy, there was nobody. I mean, you find me the group of people that thought it was a bad idea. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
Not because he came here and completely sucked, but because, you know, the same way Vinny Testaverde's Achilles ruptured on the first quarter of the first game of the season. Crap happens, and it's a shame it didn't work out. But I'd love to know and be a fly in the room and know exactly how everybody feels about this guy.
Yeah, and I think that probably all of it is true. Like, I probably think that Garrett Wilson never got along on the same page as Aaron Rodgers, and him bringing in Devontae Adams pissed him off. I think that Mike Williams really didn't like the fact that he got publicly roasted about the red line, and he's not where he's supposed to be, and he probably could have handled that different. I also think that there's guys like Quinnen Williams and some of the guys on the defense that really appreciated him, and young guys that took his advice. And, you know, when Mekhi Becton was here the first year, you know, prior to going to Philadelphia, they had a relationship, and some of those. I think all of it's true, because I just think that you can be different versions of yourself.
Yep.
You know, and it depends on what experience you have. No one has the same consensus on any particular person. So I think all of it's true, but I just, the fact that the Jets made him fly out and handled the meeting that way, is, and he said that, you know, I just felt it lacked respect. I mean, which it did. I mean, if that's the truth, that's disrespectful and it's unprofessional. And hopefully it's not a sign of things to come. But now, and by the way, as we talk about the players and how they feel about them, the players who liked Aaron Rodgers are now going to watch that.
Oh, for sure.
And they're the ones that didn't want Aaron Rodgers to go are now going to have this on top of that, and are going to go into this season with even more of a bad taste in their mouth about the head coach.
Very possibly. Yeah, very possibly. There's no doubt. The one, maybe throwaway, but I thought it was funny when he was talking about the length of the meeting. And he goes, I was kind of embarrassed because I told my pilots,
yeah,
go spend the day, get some dinner. He goes, and I look at my watch, I was done in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Hey, guys, we got to go back.
Right. Well, no, he ended up staying. He went back to his house, but yeah.
I know he did. But ultimately, at first, he thought he was going to walk right back to the plane after he told him to go have a day.
Yeah. No, and he said he was really excited about it and thought it would be a good meeting. And he also said, you know, and I've been critical. I didn't want the Jets to bring Rodgers back because I think he's too old. And he was going to get hurt again, and it just needed to end at that point. It needed to be a clean break. But the way they handled it, I think, was poor. But, you know, he is he is now, by the way, he talked a lot about the personal life stuff and what's going on and why he hasn't made a decision and all of these things. But I just, at this point, it feels to me that he's going to walk away from the game.
Maybe.
And if this Jet thing had gone a little bit better than it did, he might have had more of an itch to play. But the fact that it was a nightmare and he is now out there dealing with personal stuff, it almost feels like the world is telling him, let's not go do this.
Perhaps,
again.
But then why go do the whole thing with DK Metcalf? You know, why?
Because he's probably, you know, he's investigating all of it. You know, I don't think that he's made up his mind. I think that he's investigating all of it.
See, I think, yes, but I still think we're sitting here 50-50.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that he's any closer to a decision today than he was yesterday. I mean, just watching that, I mean, there were times I'm watching that and I saw a guy who had determination still on his face that wanted to come back and not have it end this way. And then at other times when listening to him and hearing him about, he keeps saying the inner circle, he referenced his sister a bunch of times throughout the course of the interview. There's a guy that has other interests and has other things that he has to deal with. And maybe it is time. So I walked away from the 45-minute interview thinking that he still himself is not quite sure what he's going to do.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.